Welcome back to Sunday Primer. Thanks for joining us this morning. Our aim with this podcast, as we say every week, is that even as you're beginning to get ready for church, maybe you're making your way to church, before you even find your seats in the auditorium, our hope is that we would begin to be able to prime our hearts, our minds, and our souls to be thinking upon and meditating upon the character of God before we even gather. And so this morning, we're going to look from God's word in Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 through 18. It says this: I say then, walk by the Spirit, and you will certainly not carry out the desire of the flesh. That's good news. For the flesh desires what is against the Spirit, and the Spirit desires what is against the flesh. These are opposed to each other, so that you don't do what you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Man, this text contrasts two very different lifestyles. This daily battle that we as followers of Christ are facing, and this desire of our flesh pulling us in one direction and the Spirit leading us in another. The flesh drawing us toward maybe anger and jealousy and selfishness, bitterness. But Paul writes here a simple yet admittedly incredibly challenging command for us that's in that first verse in verse 16, to walk by the Spirit and you will not carry out the desires of the flesh. And so the question for us today is, what does it mean to walk by the Spirit? What does it mean to walk in the Spirit? And I think when we're in a posture of humbling ourselves before the Lord and continuously asking for the Holy Spirit to fill us and to constantly live in a dependency upon the Lord, that is what it means to walk in the Spirit. And when we're walking in the Spirit, good works naturally just flow out of us. It's not about trying harder or forcing self-control when we need it, but rather yielding or humbling, submitting ourselves to the Holy Spirit, who then gives us the power to overcome sin and to live in a way that pleases and honors the Lord. Later in that chapter, in chapter 5, Paul lists out the fruits of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And what we see is these characteristics, these qualities, aren't something that we can manufacture or force or grow on our own, but they only grow within us as we stay connected to the Holy Spirit. And so the more we seek Him and the more that we ask to be filled with His Holy Spirit, the more we end up reflecting His character. And so I'm praying that today we would walk by the power of the Holy Spirit, that we would ask to be filled again with the Holy Spirit. And I pray that every choice that we're making, whether it's a large decision, whether it's even a small decision, that we would choose to be guided by and asking to be guided by the Spirit of God, to be strengthened to resist temptation or fleshly desires, as this text talks about, that we wouldn't carry those out, but rather we would walk in the Spirit. And so today, as we're making our way to church, as we're about ready to gather, can I just pray to that end for us? Heavenly Father, we come before you today asking that we would be filled with your Holy Spirit. God, I pray that today we would walk by the power of your Spirit. Lord, I ask that you would guard our hearts, our flesh, against this pull of maybe temptation to sin, to worldly and fleshly desires, but rather would you strengthen us with the power of your Spirit to follow you in your will. God, would you fill us with gratitude, knowing that your Spirit is in us, that you are with us, that you are guiding us, empowering us, and filling us. Lord, would that give us an incredible amount of gratitude and thankfulness? And God, I ask that you would continually draw us closer to you, even now, even this morning. Lord, let us be sensitive to your Spirit, quick to obey, and willing to surrender maybe our desires, our longings, our worldly passions and to be filled with your Spirit so that we can live a life that is honoring to you. So God, this morning, would you fill us again? Would you fill us afresh with your Spirit? We ask in Jesus' holy name. Amen.